This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our famous people section. Prince Rogers Nelson was born in Minneapolis on June 7, 1958. His parents were African-American jazz musicians, so he was surrounded by music as a young child. By the age of 14, Prince had taught himself to play several instruments, including the guitar, the piano, and the drums. In high school, he formed his first band, Grand Central, which won many Battle of the Band competitions. Prince got his first recording contract with Warner Brothers in 1978. His first album, For You, came out that spring. At just 19 years old, Prince wrote and performed all of the music and played over 25 instruments. Throughout the late 70s and 80s, Prince released a new album almost every year. Though he was popular with young people, many radio stations considered his music too risque for airplay. In fact, his lyrics led to the use of parental advisory stickers on record albums. In 1984, Prince released his sixth studio album, Purple Rain. Several hits, including When Doves Cry and Let's Go Crazy, reached the top of the U.S. charts. Prince and his band, The Revolution, won two Grammy Awards and became an international sensation. In addition to making records, Prince worked in the film industry. He played a lead role in the semi-autobiographical film Purple Rain and won an Academy Award for his title track. Prince also starred in the musical drama Under the Cherry Moon and in Purple Rain's sequel, Graffiti Bridge. Blockbuster films featuring Prince's music include Batman, Pretty Woman, and Happy Feet. In the late 80s, Prince broke up with his band and began his solo career. In 1993, he changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol, and he became known as the artist formerly known as Prince. His symbol did not go over well with fans, and he returned to using Prince in 2000 after his contract with Warner Brothers expired. Prince won back many fans in 2007 after performing in the pouring rain at the Super Bowl halftime show. On April 21, 2016, after a few weeks of experiencing flu-like symptoms, Prince died unexpectedly at his Paisley Park home and recording studio in Minnesota. He was 57 years old. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Famous People section. That's all for today. See you next week.